to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Fine show coming up today, very much from the rock and roll side of things, and a very West Coast, Northwest U.S. bent to today's show as well, as we get to brand new music from Quasi, the duo back with the album When the Going Gets Dark, out last week on Touch and Go Records. The duo's made up of Sam Coombs and Janet Weiss. Weiss, you might know from Slater Kenny. Coombs, meanwhile, has been in a lot of acts over the last 10 to 15 years or so, including playing bass for Elliott Smith and going all the way back to the early 90s in the days of the band Heat Miser with Smith and others. We'll hear the new album from Quasi, in which they seem to be asking the question, how much of a ruckus can one guy on a keyboard and one woman on a drum set make? Well, apparently the answer is a lot. We'll hear that from Quasi today on the show. Also get the new music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Their second release is Show Your Bones. It's out today. We'll get into a couple from that one as well as some upcoming stuff, including music from Built to Spill. You in Reverse is out from them on April 11th. We'll get to one from the Boise band as well. Also new music from the Starlight Mints to get to. All that and more is coming up. Stay tuned. And also new music from Band of Horses from the debut album called Everything All the Time that came out last week as well. Those guys based in Seattle. Kick it off with another West Coast act. It's the Mates of State based in San Francisco. Bring It Back is their brand new release. This one called For the Actor.
This is what it's like. This is what it's like.
Back in house now. Some good stuff coming up today as we get to the brand new release from Quasi, the duo's brand new release is called When the Going Gets Dark. We hear music from the Portland-based duo on the show today. Also, brand new stuff from Built to Spill, a new album out from them soon called You in Reverse. That's coming April 11th. We'll get to another one from that one as well. Another thing going on tonight, the Cloud Room, the New York City band playing at Kilby Court in Salt Lake City. And I thought we'd open this set with one from their self-titled debut that came out last year. This one from Cloud Room is called Blackout.
I stepped into the elevator with Maddie Safer and Milk Eyed Mando when there was a blackout. Into unmanned cars.
music going back a couple years from Pinback, Sender from Summer in Abaddon. Pinback playing in Salt Lake City, playing at the Depot, the new venue there, April 27th. We'll keep you posted on that show. They don't come around too often. And the Cloud Room right before, they're actually playing tonight in Salt Lake City at Kilby Court. Blackout comes from their debut album out in 2005. Well, a new release out today from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Their second album is called Show Your Bones. The debut came out in 2003, Fever to Tell, very successful for the band, definitely put them on the map, and back now and not really standing pat as they've kind of expanded their sound and trying some new things on the new release from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. We get to a couple from that on the show today, starting with this one, it's Turning Two.
Turn into
Well, I mentioned a West Coast heavy set on the show today, but some New York City bands there. Music from The Strokes from their 2006 release, a tune called Razor Blade. And they in the past have toured with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, whose new album out today is called Show Your Bones. Dudley, the name of the second tune, and right before Turn Into from the band. Again, that's their second album, and pretty good effort for a sophomore release. Certainly a lot of pressure on the band to deliver. Your in-house underwriting support for the show comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello. Tonight, presenting TNT karaoke and drink specials. And this weekend, it's the Clumsy Lovers. Music starting Saturday night at 9:30. First National Bar at 233-1516. Quasi's new release is called When the Going Gets Dark. We get to music from that when we return in-house. Back in house now. Quasi's sixth full-length release is called When the Going Gets Dark. It came out last week on Touch and Go Records. The band features a duo that some may know from other places. Janet Weiss takes care of drums and occasional backup vocals. She, of course, is also the drummer for Slater Kenny. And Sam Coombs has been playing with lots of folks for the last 15 years or so, going back to several bands based in the Northwest, most notably Heat Miser, that also included Elliott Smith. He also played bass later on for Elliott in his touring band, and in recent years, Coombs has been concentrating mostly on Quasi. He takes care of keyboards, guitars, bass, whatever else, including lead vocals. From Quasi, who seemed to be asking the question on this new album, how much ruckus can a guy and a girl on a drum kit make? The answer seems to be a lot when you throw in production from Dave Fridman, who's worked with Flaming Lips, among others. It's a certain kind of ruckus. Now, let's see what we mean right here with new music from Quasi, starting with this tune. This is called Peace and Love.
Peace and love ain't no game. Peace and love ain't no shame. You never get what you need.
Thank you.
couple there from the brand new release from Quasi, the duo from Portland, Oregon. Merry Christmas. You might recognize that one because they released it a bit early. Yeah, around the holidays, as a matter of fact. That included on When the Going Gets Dark out last week. And Peace and Love right before from Quasi, who certainly make music all of their own style. And you can't miss that Dave Fridman production in the middle there with the grandeur on the tune Merry Christmas. Again, this one out last week on Touch and Go Records. This is new from Bishop Allen.
Tip of her finger, her very own serenade singer, though he's singing in vain. Vain, vain, vain. And when she's wounded, he will use his courage to bear the hurt for her. He will suffer her pain. And with her wide eyes, eyes that see the world enchanted, she counts all her wishes to be granted. Is she really so vain?
the Shins going back to their wonderful debut, 2001, a tune called Know Your Onion. We should be hearing from those guys again sometime in 2006, I understand. The Shins and Bishop Allen right before, a tune called Vain that appears on the February EP, the second in their EP a month series that's happening the first part of this year. Bishop Allen is from Boston. Your in-house underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nifelly Brewing in Pocatello, leading the push in support of live local original musicians. This weekend, catch the music of Swing Shift playing Friday night and Saturday. It's Common Ground, both shows happening 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. Stick with us. New music from Built to Spill to get to when we come back. House now, long last, a new album from Built to Spill on the way. It's due out April 11th. After 5 years waiting for the Boise band to come up with a follow-up to Ancient Melodies of the Future, it's called You in Reverse. This one from Built to Spill, it's called Liar.
I wouldn't be a liar. No, I wouldn't be a liar if I told you. I wouldn't be a liar.
When
brand new music from Band of Horses from their debut album, Everything All the Time. Recently out, an album that is getting heaps of praise placed upon it. That one, the way it opens, a tune called The First Song, right before new music from a band that Band of Horses remind a lot of people of. That's Built to Spill. Boise's own Built to Spill. Not a lot of people seem to realize that, but Liar Comes From You in Reverse. The new album is out April 11th. This is new music from the Starlight Mints.
Crawling to a mystery that I call you.
to close it out today with a classic from Pavement going back to the mid-90s, the Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain album. Cut Your Hair, of course, from Pavement and Starlight Mints right before. Brand new music from them. Inside of Me from Droughton, the album, is out in April. It's going to close out another edition of In-House. For more of the show, you can find us online, of course, inhouseradio.blogspot.com is the In-House Radio blog. There you'll find playlists, MP3 downloads, podcasting, and more. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Something completely different. That's because Dwight Yoakam and Eddie Spaghetti playing Salt Lake City. We'll get to music from them tomorrow on the show. Stay tuned next for The World.